Rib Lake School District Administrator Rick Carday with this report on the latest school board meeting.
I have a summary of the Rib Lake School Board meeting held on Thursday, April 18th. First item on the agenda is a big congratulations to the staff and students of Rib Lake Elementary, which was recently has been named a high-achieving school for 2018-19 by the Wisconsin Title I School of Recognition Program. Rib Lake Elementary was one of 19 schools in the state to receive the high-achieving school award. We are proud of their efforts to maintain high achievement. The board also voted to switch health insurance to the WCA Health Trust from Security Health due to the savings of $79,701 to the district employees from last year's premium amount. And when combined with the second place bidder's renewal increase of $100,473, the difference in health insurance saving is $180,000. WCA Trust also has a wider network for employees, and the plan is similar to what we had this current year. The board also voted to renew dental insurance with Delta Dental for 2019-20 with a zero increase in premium. As update on board elections is held, congratulations to Amanda Treffinger on her reelection and Rolly Toombs on being elected to the board. Officer elections and committee responsibilities will be on the agenda at the regular May board meeting. And a big thank you to our outgoing President Jerry Blomberg for his 15 years of service and leadership at the board level. April 11th was another cancellation of school due to weather. The board approved May 31st as a full day of school for students to make up the time. The board also heard a list of possible items identified for summer maintenance. The facility committee will meet to narrow the scope of the project before bringing the items back to the full board in May for approval. The board also heard an update on school safety items. The focus of the discussions were on the status of items identified in the school safety grant, staff training and drill updates, and the agenda of the May safety committee meeting. The board approved donations from the Anne Marie Foundation, Nicolet Bank, Abbey Bank, Riser Energy Company, and an anonymous donor of $5,000 for band equipment. The board approved resignations of Gary Newman as a high school maintenance, Mariah Main as a special education aide, and Joe Treffinger as a junior varsity basketball coach. In hirings, the board approved Brittany Strobel as an elementary middle school counselor, and Nancy Peterman as Business Education and Information Technology for grades 6 through 12. Last summer, the district looked at a program that would allow the district to develop a fund-as-you-go program for post-retirement liabilities and to have a vesting program that would help us retain professional staff. The board approved going with WE Trust to set up a 403B plan for all professional staff hires starting July 1. The tech committee identified the first goal of improving our technology infrastructure with the replacement of our Wi-Fi access points. The access points were our number one priority as our current equipment is at the end of the supported lifespan and will not be supported by the company in the future. The board approved installation of the new access points at a cost of $8,938. We have scheduled a changeover for July to not interfere with summer school. The board approved a 40-cent pay increase for the support staff pay scale. The increase will go into effect for the 2019-20 budget year. The next meeting is May 9th in the boardroom at the elementary school. Graduation will take place on Friday, May 24th at 7 p.m. in the high school gym. The last day of school for Rib Lake students is Friday, May 31st, and it's a full day of school.
School District Administrator Rick Carday with that school board report, and our thanks.